Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 192 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I know there was no podcast last week, but let me tell you, I was traveling. Last week was insane. I mean, it was great. I loved it. I loved working, but busy week. Monday, I flew from Cincinnati to New York. I did a screen test gig in New York. We'll see how that turns out down the line. Then Tuesday night, I flew from New York to San Francisco. Wednesday morning, picked up a Ferrari. Hey, job ain't all bad. I was doing a corporate gig for Ferrari, so they loaned me one. So we picked up the car. Wednesday morning, I drove with 50 Ferrari owners to Napa Valley, did a show for them that night, which was fantastic. Thursday morning, caught a ride back to Oakland, flew from Oakland to Vegas, did a show in Vegas, a corporate gig Thursday night. Friday, flew to Portland and drove out to Lincoln City, Oregon, and did a couple of shows out there. So that's why there wasn't a podcast last week, because it was truly, well, it was planes, cars, and automobiles. No trains. I have to work on that. But a fantastic week, and has something to do with the podcast this week, so I'll try to work in a couple of observations. There's nothing new to report. There's nothing. It's news, but not new. Same as I titled my last podcast. I'm doing a show. This is hilarious to me. On September 18th, I'm going to be doing a show on PBS, and the show is called... It's called The Third Rail with, I'm guessing this is pronounced Ozzy, O-Z-Y. Anyway, it's going to be on September 15th at 8:30 on PBS. Now, here's the funny part. This is the topic of the show. This is the note I got from my letter, email I got from my agent. They're asking if you feel there is racism in the U.S. There are two sides to the panel, so they want to make sure they put you on the right side. Right meaning correct, not right wing. Is there racism in the U.S.? I'm going to go with yes. It exists. I don't know what this show is going to be. I can't imagine who is going to be on the other side of this panel. It's PBS, so I hope it's somewhat professional. But I just have to think anyone who's going to argue that there's no racism in the United States has zero credibility. Because that's a ridiculous premise. Now, but we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. And speaking of that, there have been a couple of people on my website, because I posted about old Sheriff Joe. Now, you know, I've never liked Sheriff Joe. Sheriff Joe has made his life's work hating Mexican people. I've said it years ago. I stand by it. I don't know what Mexican beat up Sheriff Joe when he was a kid, but he never got over it. Sheriff Joe, for you know who he is, Joe Arpaio, the racist sheriff in Phoenix, who literally would send his deputies out to round up Latino people and see if they were legally in the country and see if, I wonder if any crimes have been committed by someone brown. Let's just hold you and we'll take a look down the list. It was, you know who said Sheriff Joe's a racist? Corpse. The courts. He was finally convicted of contempt of court for ignoring a court order to stop his illegal roundups, et cetera, et cetera. And then Donald Trump had a rally in Phoenix, and Donald Trump pardoned while he was there, or as soon as he got done, he pardoned Sheriff Joe. Now, we knew this was going to happen. This is what I mean by news is not new. They, of course, the White House... Sandra Huckabee, whatever the hell her name is, I don't even give a shit anymore, but she said that before Trump went to Phoenix, he's not going to pardon Sheriff Joe. After Trump came back from Phoenix, he pardoned Sheriff Joe. Look, I'm not surprised. Are you surprised? An old white racist guy pardoned another old white racist guy. And in case you didn't realize Sheriff Joe's just how crazy he is, Sheriff Joe sent a deputy from Phoenix to Hawaii to look for Barack Obama's birth certificate. Okay, that's the level of crazy you're dealing with Sheriff Joe. That's the level of ignorance you're dealing with Sheriff Joe. Maybe he'll be on the other side of the debate. Maybe that's who I'm talking to about no racism in America. America, some bitch. Anyway, No news here. Nothing surprising. But I posted about it, and then people, and you know I have no respect for people whose threat is, oh yeah, I'm going to unfriend you. So I had a couple of people unfriend or unfollow me on Facebook because they said, you know, used to like you when you did comedy, but you're not supposed to talk about politics or issues. You're not supposed to be reading. Speaking of politics, issues, and comedy, we lost Dick Gregory last week. Now, you want to talk about a comic who took on issues and who lived it, who lived the civil rights movement. So God bless, rest in peace, Dick Gregory. Sad loss. We also lost Jerry Lewis, actually controversial as a comic. I mean, you can't argue with Jerry Lewis's resume and the tons of things he did over the years, but he never liked women comics, and I'm not big on that. I know a lot of funny women, so I don't dig him for that, but respect. Jerry Lewis lived a long life, made millions of people laugh. The telethons raised tons of money, so that's that. We lost them both. But to anyone who says comics shouldn't have a voice on issues, shut up. Please unfollow me, okay? The highest compliment I have ever received as a comedian was when Playboy magazine did a profile of George Carlin and they listed me as one of the five spawn of Carlin. That was a long time ago. It was 10 years ago, 12 years ago, you know, but it was in the last Comic Standing era. When George was still alive, who I got to open for, which was a great, great moment in my comedy career to get to open for George Carlin. But comics talk about issues. You know what I'm doing right now? Talking about issues. And we love the ridiculousness of issues. Like, you know, the fact that there's no racism in America, or that old baby hands Trump pardoned Sheriff Joe. They literally, this could have been done at the Klan meeting. Like, that's the only difference. Now they do it publicly. Speaking of baby hands, escalating, and I say one more time, escalating the war in Afghanistan. You know, the war he was against, the war that Obama handled so poorly, the war, the waste of money, the waste of resources, blah, 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 blah. Escalating the war. You know why? He doesn't have to fight it. None of his supporters' families have to fight it. It's a man who got four deferments. I'm tired. I haven't even gotten into it and I'm tired. Because you know why? Because it's nothing new. Because it's not news. Continuing on the topic. I like this topic. There's no racism in America. Let's go back to Charlottesville for a minute. A video has been released in Charlottesville. One of the white supremacists fired a shot. Okay? He fired a shot. I'm going to say it one more time in case you didn't hear me. He fired a shot. A gunshot. At the counter-protesters. Didn't shoot one, shot at the ground in front of them. But the point being, the police were 10 feet away. Now, he's since been arrested. But this is the problem, okay? To those who say that there's no racism or the ones who cry victim. It's so funny to me, these alt-right, these Nazis, these Klansmen, these race white supremacists, these right-wing people, who claim the left wing is always, oh, you're always crying. You're always playing the victim. Yet they play the victim. They play the victim all the time. So this guy's since been arrested. But you talk about privilege? You fired a shot at a protest? Let us first imagine. We're going to have to go to the Twilight Zone. Let us imagine a world where Black Lives Matter protesters brought guns to the protest. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if they just walked open carry? Yeah, I know it's their right on paper, but we're living in the real world. Now, imagine a Black Lives Matter protester firing a shot in the direction of the counter-protesters. Do you think the police would just stand there and watch? Unbelievable, and yet completely believable. That's the thing. That's why I don't even have words for it, because at the same time that it's unbelievable, it's like, yeah, of course they didn't do anything. He's a white guy with a gun firing shots. It's okay. Legal. No problem. Nothing to see here. Keep moving. The Antifa movement, which is the anti-fascist movement, they're getting a little violent. They're beating up a few Nazis here and there. There was a protest in Berkeley where they jumped over the line and beat up a few people. Listen, I can't hate them, all right? This is my thing. I'm not saying that you should be violent, okay? I'm not saying that if you're a counter-protester. And by the way, the counter-protesters have been destroying these Nazi protests. You see, Charlottesville backfired on them. They're wanting to protect their Southern heritage of racism. Make no mistake, that's a Southern heritage. And they're wanting to protect their Confederate statues, which is hilarious. I wish I knew who to give credit to this for this Twitter post, because I read it. It was so funny. It said, you know, the alt-right racist, whatever you want to pick a name for the group of assholes, they're saying that, you know, they want to protect their heritage, and that the protesters who want to tear down Confederate monuments are dividing the country. And he reminded them that the Confederacy divided the country. Like, that's what the Confederacy did. That is what they did. They divided the country. They ignored the Constitution and wanted to split the country in two. So you're saying that, and you have to laugh at how, this is how ignorant and insane these people are. So they're protecting Confederate monuments, and if you want to stop them from tearing down monuments, they said, you're dividing the country. Yeah, we're dividing the country by tearing down monuments to people who divided the country. Try to explain it to a Canadian. That's going to be the new level of sanity. Can you explain it to a Canadian? Because they're a sane country, and they're right next door. They're just a little too cold. Anyway, this false equivalency bothers me. You cannot compare anti-fascist protesters to fascists, okay? The Antifa movement should not be violent, but it absolutely should exist. And you know what? They're right. They're right. When they protest against your Nazis, against your white supremacists, against your Klan, et cetera, they're right. Now, where I say Charlottesville backfired, it's because all of these big right protests, even when they try to cover it, I love when they use their fake titles, their dog whistle titles. It's our right to free speech march. Yeah, I wonder what that means. It's our freedom of America, support America, right, free speech, Second Amendment march. Yeah, and they're getting swamped by the counter-protesters to the point where they tried to do one in Boston. It was completely shut down because 40,000 counter-protesters showed up. You know why? Because you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong about history. You're on the wrong side of this. And America is stepping up to America. So kudos to the Antifa movement and every other group that is getting together to protest against these white supremacist marches. Don't get violent. But if you whip a little ass, I ain't mad at you. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I know you're going to unfollow me for that comment. I'm going to go ahead and live with that. Speaking of shut up, Sage Steele, shut up. Sage Steele, shut up. Sage Steele, for those who don't know, is a, I'll go ahead and say it. She's a bad sports reporter at ESPN. She hosted what was the worst NBA wrap-up show that used to be on ESPN. It was horrible. So Sage Steele is another one of these black people who says that it's hard to describe it. I don't know if it's anti-black or just wants to get in line. I don't know. Like, this is another one of these people. I don't know how to describe it, but she's one of those people that if there's an issue with black people, she's like, tells black people, behave yourselves. Okay. So like Black Lives Matter, she's like, well, black people should just stop mouthing off the cops and then it wouldn't escalate. You know, she's that one. She's that one. She's like, yeah, I know. You know, yeah. See, if you just complied, they wouldn't have had to kill you. Like, she's that one. So now she wants to talk about Colin Kaepernick. Now, here's the thing. First of all, she says that SportsCenter should not get into politics or topics. She says, you know, when I turned on SportsCenter, I don't want to hear about Charlottesville, et cetera, et cetera. So she's one of these people that doesn't believe athletes should have an opinion on anything other than the sport they play. But the mere fact she's saying it is giving her opinion. So like, if she really believed that, she would just say, no comment, you know. By the way, Sage Steele was made somewhat famous because back when Trump was trying to ban Muslims, there were protests at airports, and she was against the protests because it made her late for her flight. Yeah, that was her. Yeah. Go to the airport early. I do it. You want to start complaining about airports? I got a much bigger problem than immigrant protests. I got a problem with stupid people who travel. Anyway, Sage, getting back to Sage. So, Sage Steele, for those who don't know, Colin Kaepernick, the Ravens wanted to sign him. The coach wanted to sign him. The GM wanted to sign him. The owner said, no, we're not going to sign him. Sage Steele says she has no problem with that. The owner has a right to do what he wants, blah, 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 blah. She's against the NFL protests, the anti-NFL protests in support of Colin Kaepernick. And she says, you know, it's just like any other issue in football. She said, how much of a problem did we have with Jerry Jones over Greg Hardy? A big problem. There was a lot of hassle with Jerry Jones over Greg Hardy because Greg Hardy beat up a woman. He beat up a woman, which, by the way, Sage, is not the same as Colin Kaepernick. Protesting against police killing black people is not the same as beating women. Ray Rice chimed in. It's always nice to have a murderer's opinion on anything. Shut up, Ray. Shut up, Sage. Listen, if you're in sports and you don't believe sports or athletes should have an opinion on issues, if you don't think that LeBron James should speak out about racism even though they spray paint nigger on his house or whatever, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Then don't answer the question. Sage, please go away. I don't know where you should go. Just away. Now, it is not all bad. Here's the thing. It's not all bad. This I think is fantastic, and if I were an outdoorsman, I know where I'd shop. Marcus Lemonis, the CEO of Camping World, doesn't want Trump supporters to shop at Camping World. After Donald Trump spoke out in support of the Nazis, or spoke out against not supporting the Nazis, or however you want to put it, after Donald Trump spoke out in support of the Nazis, which is what he did, the CEO of Camping World, which is a major NASCAR sponsor, said, I don't want you in my stores. I don't want Trump supporters in my stores. And of course, some NASCAR people, you know, they want to Mark Martin, a NASCAR guy, said he's going to cancel his order for his $150,000 camping rig and blah, blah, blah. And the NASCAR wants to boycott Camping World. Well, I say support Camping World. I wish I was an outdoor guy. I'd buy some shit at Camping World. Actually, I used to buy stuff at Camping World when I worked as a driver. We had to get stuff for trucks, and we went there, and you know what? I'm glad I did. Again, this is not... See, this is the thing, and this is how they try to twist any complaint, and this is why you have stupidity, like, is there racism in the United States? Can't wait to get on that show. I'm not anti-white. Black people aren't anti-white. There are a few who are, but most aren't. Just trying to point out inequality. Just trying to point out things that are wrong. So, listen. I did an event for 50 Ferrari. Well, it was more than 50. But for the 70th anniversary of Ferrari, I was invited. There were 50 Ferraris driving. It was fantastic. And you know something? You want to talk about 1%? These are people who collect Ferraris. I think it's safe to say these people are in the 1%. You know what? They couldn't have been nicer. Now, we didn't talk about politics, and we didn't get into it, and I'm sure, you know, there'd be disagreements and so on and so forth. But here's the point. They were nice people. They were good people. They were having a good time. They were enjoying themselves. They had beautiful cars. They do these trips, and they laughed, and we had a good time. The point being, they're people. See, people are people, and this guy, the CEO of Camping World, is a beautiful example of that, because he sees wrong and he calls out wrong, and he's doing it at financial risk. He's going to lose money over this. And that's real. That's real bravery. That's really stepping up. That's a beautiful, this guy, he believes in his principle. He's like, if you support Trump, I don't want you in my store. If you support this blatant racism, whether it be the Nazi support or the pardoning of Sheriff Joe, et cetera, this man doesn't want you in his store. So I say, good for him. Kudos to this man. If you buy camping gear, if you need a sleeping bag or hiking boots Camping World is huge. So if you need anything from a fishing rod to an RV or a boat, go buy it at Camping World. Good man over there. I got to wrap this up. Baseball. We're talking America. Watch some baseball. Baseball's boring. I don't like, shut up. We're having a great baseball season. Again, I say the Dodgers or just watch Giancarlo Stanton, who just passed 50 home runs and is going to hit 60 home runs this season, no doubt, without any steroids or anything else. It's just exciting to watch. It's fun to watch baseball. So let's watch some baseball. Football, I don't know. I've never been a big NFL fan. I don't know that I'm going to boycott the NFL over Colin Kaepernick, but I'm okay with not watching the NFL. I support Colin Kaepernick. And here's the thing, and this gets back to Sage Steele. Don't say that Colin Kaepernick, she's another one, well, if he was a better quarterback, shut up, because there are worse quarterbacks playing in the NFL. Sage, if you don't know that there are worse quarterbacks than Colin Kaepernick playing in the NFL, you're not qualified to be a sports reporter. Listen, not only are there worse quarterbacks playing in the NFL, most of them play or have played for the Jets. Used to be my team till I saw Mike Pence in the owner's box. We're done, Jets. But the Jets suck, and the Jets quarterbacks have sucked. So don't say, is Colin Kaepernick as good as he was a few years ago when he led San Francisco? No. Is he better than quarterbacks playing in the NFL? Absolutely. There are other NFL players now who are taking a knee during the national anthem. There are black and white players in support of this. I back you 100%. It's freedom. It's freedom of speech. You know, like when you have your rallies where you whine about Antifa beat us up. We had a little rally and the Antifa people showed up and punched us in the head. We're badass Americans, bitches. That's it. I love you people. You guys, I honestly do. My friend Michelle. Hey, Michelle, shout out to you for listening to the podcast, for talking up the podcast. It's going to get better. She talked about me having guests, having call-ins. In 2018, my podcast is going to step up. There's reasons for it. There are things going on now that are going to lead to a bigger and better podcast. So I appreciate your support. I thank you so much for listening. Next gig, September 9th. I'm heading to Oceanside, California with West Coast Funnies. It's going to be a blast. Labor Day weekend, I'm going to France. A friend of mine's getting married in France. I think it's going to be really interesting to get over there for a couple of days and feel the vibe. He left the United States. He got tired of it. He also works a lot in Europe, so it's a shorter commute for him. But he got tired of it, and I don't blame him. I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm staying. Of course, I live in California, which is really nice. We're kind of insulated. But I thank you for listening. Who's paying attention? As always, it's you guys. Now, I have to try to upload this myself because my producer's on his honeymoon. Congratulations, Aaron. You got married. Good for you. Again, rest in peace, Dick Gregory. Rest in peace, Jerry Lewis. Thank you for listening. Thanks for laughing. Good night.